The government is to pump almost $9 billion into the Reserve Bank to keep it resilient to international financial shocks. Treasurer Joe Hockey's blaming the previous government for the need to shore up the RBA. Mr. Hockey says it pulled money out of the bank to make the national accounts look rosier. But Labor is telling a different story. From Canberra, Tom Eagledon reports.
Joe Hockey says early next year could see another spike in global economic uncertainty. The political agreement in Washington over US government debt expires in January, while a report on the European banking system due soon afterwards could add further volatility to markets. He says that's why the Reserve Bank needs $8.8 billion from the government.
It's not a bailout. I don't want to suggest that the Reserve Bank is in any way in a diminished position, but I do want to make sure that the Reserve Bank is at its strongest.
The money will go into the RBA's Reserve Fund, which is designed to hedge against international volatility.
We need all the ammunition in the guns for what's before us, and this is part of that equation. It is a significant hit to the budget.
The move will blow out this year's deficit from a predicted $30 billion to $40 billion. The Treasurer is blaming Labor.
I didn't take a dividend out of the Reserve Bank of $5.227 billion in 2009, where the highest preceding dividend was $1.5 billion. I didn't do that. I didn't take a $500 million dividend out of the Reserve Bank in 2012-13 to try and deliver a budget surplus when I was asked not to and when I pledged that I wouldn't. That was Wayne Swan.
Well, it's a furphy and he shouldn't be playing politics with Australia's central bank.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the former government did take $500 million out of the bank last year, a dividend from a profit of $1 billion. There was no hint then, he says, that the bank's reserve fund needed topping up.
The Reserve Bank never made this request to Wayne Swan when he was Treasurer, nor to me when I was Treasurer. And if Mr. Hockey says this request has been made now, a few weeks after the election, he owes the Australian people a much better explanation. And statements like the ones he's made today have the potential to undermine confidence in the Australian financial system and in the Reserve Bank.
And he says the huge blowout in the deficit that will result from today's decision is on Mr. Hockey's head, not Labor's.
If he chooses to transfer $8 billion to the Reserve Bank and that adds $8 billion to the deficit, that is a decision for him and his responsibility.
Meanwhile, opposition finance spokesman Tony Burke is keeping up Labor's attack on the government's Commission of Audit.
The Commission for Cuts that was announced yesterday is an extraordinary outsourcing of the responsibilities of government across to big business.
Labor says Treasury should be driving advice about government spending and is calling on the Coalition to release the incoming government brief prepared for the Treasurer in line with previous practice. But Joe Hockey's defending the decision to keep the so-called Blue Book under wraps.
Sometimes I'm going to engage in discussions with the Treasury in the national interest. And in those discussions, if they're disclosed, they might provide misleading information by their very disclosure.
The Treasurer is disclosing some Treasury advice to him. He says government debt's expected to peak at just over $400 billion, but, quote, headroom is needed to account for volatility, leading the government to raise the debt ceiling to $500 billion.
That is why we came to that figure, to ensure that we do not have to go back to the Parliament, to ensure that we are not in the same position as the Labor Party. And I want to emphasise to you and some of your colleagues that the debt limit is not what the debt is going to be.
Labor says it'll back an increase to the debt ceiling if the government can show why such a big increase is needed.
On any of the rationales as to why we should go to $500 billion in debt, release the figures. Bring down the actual information, do it transparently, end the culture of secrecy that is so rapidly taking over this government and give us the information.
That's the opposition's finance spokesman, Tony Burke, ending Tom Eagledon's report.